everyone is familiar with the legend of King Arthur and the legendary sword in the stone. Arthur pulls the sword Excalibur from a stone, fulfilling the prophecy of Merlin the sorcerer, who predicted that such an act could only be performed by the rightfully appointed king and true heir of the British throne. And yet the legend appears tied to a 12th century Italian knight turned saint. Galgano Guidotti was born in 1148 near Siena, Italy. According to his noble station in life, he was destined to become a knight. Though Galgano's parents were religious and devoted, his youth was marked by violence and arrogance, entertainment and pleasure. While the details of his conversion are vague, what is certain is that he is forever linked to the legend of his sword, lodged in a rock, immovable to human hands. After an encounter with Saint Michael the Archangel, Galgano changed his life. Saint Michael the Archangel appeared to him, admonishing him to become a knight of God, part of the celestial militia under his protection. In another vision, Galgano followed the Archangel over a bridge and water mill toward Monte Siepi, or Mount Siepi. There, Galgano had a vision of Jesus and the saints who exhorted him to take on a life of penance as a hermit. Here, the legend of the sword begins. Galgano wished to make a cross on the spot, but was unable to cut wood with his sword. When he threw his sword on the ground in frustration, it entered the rock, and from then onwards, no one was able to extract it. This cross was to become a sign of peace. Galgano then transformed his knightly cloak into a religious tunic and began living as a hermit and penitent. Galgano died on December 3, 1181. 3 years later, a chapel was built around the sword in Monte Siepi. It became known as the Rotondo della Spada, which translates to Rotonda of the Sword, due to the chapel's circular shape. Knights and soldiers such as the Lombards, the Franks, and the Crusaders built churches in honor of him, as well as for Saint Michael the Archangel, the angelic warrior and victor, and prayed for their intercession. Saint Galgano's feast is celebrated on December the 3rd. He was canonized by Saint Pope Lucius III in 1185. Today, on Monte Siepi, there stands the chapel of Saint Galgano, the Rotonda della Spada, where Saint Galgano lived as a hermit. The sword in the stone of Saint Galgano is a relic that may have played a part in inspiring the legend of King Arthur, but aside from that, it is evidence to the fascinating and mysterious history of the saint knight who dedicated his life to God, and as such, it will surely continue to attract those who love stepping into the magic of the medieval era to discover its mystery and legends. Devotion to Saint Galgano is known among the believers and non-believers, for it was Saint Galgano himself who was the first to recognize the importance of peace and the stupidity of war. Saint Galgano Guidotti, prega per noi.